A reminder today that Kim Jong-un's regime remains a destabilizing force, with Pyongyang announcing it has tested a new type of tactical guided weapon. It comes as the Kremlin confirms that the North Korean leader will soon head to Moscow for talks with Vladimir Putin. Grace Liu is a research associate at the Middlebury Institute at Monterey. Her job is sifting available intelligence to assess weapons capabilities and treaty compliance, especially in North Asia. We spoke earlier. Grace Liu, thank you for speaking with us. A new tactical guided weapon, the North Koreans say, with a powerful warhead. What exactly is it? Do we know?
Well, the only time we've seen something similar to this test was back in November of last year, where Kim Jong-un and North Korean state media announced that they had conducted a new advanced tactical weapon test. And we still don't know what exactly that weapon was from November. And we assume it's probably something similar this time. So we can only speculate what it is. It's probably likely a long-range artillery weapon, but we can't be sure.
And if that is what it is, what's the significance of that in terms of North Korea's weapons program?
Well, it's certainly something that would hold South Korea at risk and other regional targets. It likely can't reach far beyond targets on the Korean Peninsula. But if it is an operational and reliable conventional capability, this is, I think, really augmenting their short-range capabilities, again, to hold South Korea at risk and really makes up for some of their aging artillery.
So even though it's not a ballistic missile or a nuclear weapon, it has a clear place in the evolution of Kim's strategic armory.
Yes, certainly. I think this is also a way for Kim Jong-un to signal back to the U.S. and perhaps the South Korean president as well, that he is still, you know, trying to gain some leverage in these negotiations and that he still holds these military options in his pocket. So I think it's also a reminder, in addition to, you know, the military utility of it, to say, hey, this is still an issue. You are all still at risk and, you know, we need to get negotiating again soon.
In the midst of all of this, we see a pretty sort of static moment, don't we, in US-North Korea talks since that Hanoi summit failed. But we hear that Kim Jong-un is soon to be hosted in Russia by President Vladimir Putin. Now, the two sides do have a relationship historically, don't they?
They do. And I think it certainly could be, from the North Korean perspective, another avenue to try to get some sanctions relief or some economic aid. From the Russian side, restoring Russia to its former Soviet glory, it seems more like a geopolitical type of signaling move to the U.S. and perhaps NATO, more so than any type of more practical meeting or alliance. I don't think there's necessarily anything from North Korea that Russia needs, but having this meeting, I think, can be symbolic in signaling to the U.S. and NATO that Russia and North Korea could be regional partners and that they're capable of creating alliances.
Grace Liu, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Grace Liu is with the Middlebury Institute in Monterey.